Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. I'm talking about embracing the sacredness of the season, finding comfort and joy in the season because he's the God of all comfort. And in his presence, the fullness of joy is found. And so if you just tuned in, the first half I talked about the importance of telling a story and seeing your story. And so one of the greatest gifts you can give to somebody this holiday season is tell a story about a time when God came through for you, because somebody's walking through right now what you walked through yesterday or last month or last year. So tell a story and tell it with passion. Tell it from your gut, you know? Talk about how hard it was for you, but how good God was in the midst of it and that you're still standing. Tell a story. And secondly, see your story. Right now, see your circumstances through God's eyes. And if you can't yet, press in hard and say, Lord, let me see what you're up to in my life. Look for the sacred moments because they're there. And God often opens the sky and he gives us little glimpses of his glory so that we can see what he's up to in our lives. And I quoted Elizabeth Barrett Browning. Her quote is, earth is crammed with heaven, every common bush afire with God. And he who sees takes off his shoes for its holy ground, but the rest just sit around and pluck blackberries. And so the challenge here is to open your eyes this holiday season. Refuse to get caught up in all the commercialism. Embrace your story. See God's story and see what he's up to, because he's up to something good. And so I pray for you, this would be a take off your shoes. It's holy ground kind of holiday season. Tell a story. See your story. And finally, this third point is embrace his story, because it's the greatest story ever told. And listen, your response to it actually determines how your story will end. You are part of his story. God had you in mind when he sent the angel of the Lord to the earth with a great announcement. About 2,000 years ago, shepherds stood on a hillside, as they'd done countless times before. They were most likely guarding sheep that would later be used as a sacrifice at the temple. You can almost picture what a night's work would look like. The stars, the moon, the noises, and the casual conversation. But this night would be different, because God's presence on the earth made this a sacred story indeed. Luke 2, verses 8 through 16 says this. That night, some shepherds were in the fields outside the village, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terribly frightened, but the angel reassured them, "Don't be afraid." He said, "I bring you good news of great joy for everyone." I love this. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born tonight in Bethlehem, the city of David. And this is how you'll recognize him. You'll find a baby lying in a manger, wrapped snugly in strips of cloth. Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of other armies of heaven praising God. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to all whom God favors. When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Come on, let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this wonderful thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.